In this week's Torah portion of Mishpatim, the Torah tells us, in Kesef Talve, if you will lend money to your brother, to your nation, you may not do so with ribis, you may not charge interest. Rashi addresses a very technical question. The word im, it says im kesef talve esami, if you lend money to your brethren. And Rashi quotes Rabbi Yishmol Omer, that Rabbi Yishmol said, kol im v'im shebetorah rishus. Every time the Torah uses the word im, it means that it's permissible to do so, not required. Except for three cases, says Rashi, and this is one of the three. What does Rashi mean to say? The Rebbe explains, he's addressing an unstated question. Doing kindness for our friends, lending money to our brethren, is a mitzvah, is an obligation. If that's the case, how could it say, im kesef talve, if you will lend money? That seems to imply that it's optional. And that's why Rashi says, no, here im does not mean optional. If does not mean optional, but rather when. What about the fact that that seems to be not the simple meaning of the word? So he brings Rabbi Yishmael's statement that there's other cases as well. The Rebbe goes into a detailed analysis in this sicha of the examples that Rashi brought. Why are these three the examples? There seem to be other examples as well. There are other places where Rashi quotes different examples. What exactly is Rashi addressing? The Rebbe goes into an analysis to show that the only cases that Rashi is quoting here are those that are clearly a question of obligation. In other words, there are other examples where im, where the word if, is used not to mean if, but when, that it will in fact happen or it needs to happen, but it's not necessarily a question of optional or obligation. And the examples that Rashi is bringing here are only those cases that deal with a direct case of obligation. But he's still left with the question of why does Rashi quote here that Rabbi Yishmael Omer, that Rabbi Yishmael is the one who said this particular rule about these cases of im being obligatory rather than optional, when usually Rashi doesn't quote the source, the sage who said the particular statement that he's bringing down. So the Rebbe explains as follows. He says, we already learned a couple of portions ago about the section of the Mun. And it says there that Moshe Rabbeinu instructed the Jewish people to leave a little bit of the mun, a little bit of the manna, a full omer measurement as a guardian, as something to be kept for all the generations. Rashi explained that in the days of Yirmiyah, of Jeremiah the prophet, when Yirmiyah was rebuking the people, why aren't you studying Torah? So the Jews responded, what do you mean? We've got to work. We should leave our work and study Torah, then how are we going to support ourselves? So Yirmiyah brought out this bottle of manna, and he told to them, look, this is how your ancestors supported themselves. God has many messengers. He has many ways to provide food for those who fear him. What does Rashi seem to be saying? He seems to be saying that a Jewish person shouldn't be involved in the matters of the world in order to support himself at all. All we should be doing is studying Torah, is involved in spiritual pursuits, and God will provide for us, just as he did with the man. Now, obviously, if we were to do so, meaning if we were to follow the directives of the Torah with complete and total dedication to the Torah and its mitzvahs, then that would in fact be the case. We would be completely provided for, and that would mean that we wouldn't need to borrow money. The people who were eating the mun didn't need to borrow from anybody because they had everything they needed. In other words, the implication seems to be that the fact itself that somebody needs a loan means that he's been behaving improperly. He hasn't been living up to everything that the Torah demands of us. Rather, he's worrying about providing for himself in a natural means. That would seem to allow for the possibility that im kesef talva, when the Torah tells us, if you will lend money to your brethren, it's actually not an obligation. Because if somebody was doing what they're supposed to do, they wouldn't have needed a loan in the first place. Which would mean that the only case where somebody would need a loan would be if they weren't behaving appropriately, which would be an unusual situation, and maybe there's no obligation to actually lend him in that situation. If that's the case, we're back to a question in our case. Why is Rashi saying, im kesef talva means not if you will lend, but when you will lend? Maybe it's optional. Maybe it's not an obligation. And that's why Rashi says, no, who said this? It was said by Rabbi Yishmael. There's an argument that the Talmud in Brachas brings down between Rabbi Yishmael and Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai. Rabbi Yishmael said, it says in the Torah, Vasafta deganecha, you should gather in your crops. Why does it have to say that? Because we have an obligation to constantly study Torah. We might think that would mean leave the material world completely and deal just with spiritual pursuits. Comes along the Torah and says, no, gather in your crops. In other words, be involved in the natural mode of things as well. That's Rabbi Yishmael's opinion. Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai, on the other hand, said if a person spends time planting and plowing and harvesting, what's going to be with the Torah? And therefore, Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai took a different approach. He said if we do what we're supposed to be doing, then our work will be done by others. It's only when we don't do Hashem's will that we need to do the work ourselves. In other words, Rabbi Yishmael argues that a person needs to be involved in nature, in the natural structure of the world in order to earn a living. Haneg bohem minig derech eretz, he says, you need to act in a normal fashion. Now, obviously, that still means that we have to do it with an understanding of our priorities, making sure not to do anything forbidden, understanding that ultimately everything comes from God. But that's still, and setting aside time for Torah study, etc. But at the same time, the fact itself that Rabbi Yishmael says we need to be involved in the laws of nature means that it's very easy to get a little confused as to what degree exactly we need to, and therefore to come to a situation where we might in fact need a loan from somebody else, where we might in fact not be completely provided for. Obviously, in that case, it would be an obligation to help the person out, which means, Rashi is explaining, by saying it's Rabbi Yishmael who's the one who says it's an obligation, he's explaining why it's an obligation. Because it's Rabbi Yishmael. Because Rabbi Yishmael holds that we need to be involved in the physical world. We need to go out and create the vessel in order to earn a living. So therefore it makes sense that Rabbi Yishmael also argues that the lending isn't just an option for people to do, but rather is an obligation upon each person. The Rebbe then goes on to further explain that this also relates, another reason he brings it in the name of Rabbi Yishmael is because it also relates to an argument between Rabbi Yishmael and Rabbi Akiva in many cases about whether things are an obligation or an option. Many situations where the Torah tells us to do something, is it saying we need to do it or is it saying we can do it? Rabbi Yishmael is the one who often says that we can do it, and therefore it makes sense that it has to say, Rabbi Yishmael has to say, even though in every case where it's possible to explain in as optional, nonetheless, in those cases, in these three cases, you cannot explain it as optional, and therefore it must be an obligation. And there too, the Rebbe derives a message. He says, Rabbi Yishmael was a Kohen. Rabbi Yishmael related to the service of tzaddikim, of the righteous. In other words, to doing everything you can to approach things the right way. And therefore, he is the one who argued that engagement within the world is only optional. Engagement within the world is not something that's required, but rather is just a reshus, is permissible to do so. The Baal Tshuva, Rabbi Akiva, who came from a family of converts, who approached life with the path of teshuva, he felt that you need even greater care, and therefore he took the approach that whenever it's not clear which one the Torah is referring to, it's actually a chayva, it's actually an obligation. And the Rebbe sees this as a lesson to those who wonder about the spread of the teachings of Chassidus, specifically in our generations. How could it be? Is our generation really better than those who came before it? And the Rebbe says, here you see a clear answer that on the contrary, specifically in times of darkness, specifically in times of struggle, we need even greater strength, even greater encouragement to give us the ability to withstand all of the challenges and to live up to our work in spreading the wellsprings of Chassidus to the outside, ultimately to bring Mashiach speedily in our times.